The Security Council statement comes at the end of 2 days of consultations. A meeting late Monday ended with council members unable to agree on language for a formal statement. Diplomats say there was disagreement over naming the suspected perpetrators of the attack on the camp in Haskanita. Many felt factions from certain rebel groups were responsible, while others wanted a thorough investigation before pointing fingers. Ghanaian Ambassador Leslie Christian, the Security Council President for October, read out the statement.
The Security Council was briefed on 1st October on the recent attack on African Union peacekeepers in Haskanita, South Darfur, Sudan, reportedly committed by a rebel group. The Council condemns this murderous attack and demands that no effort be spared so that the perpetrators be identified and brought to justice.
The statement goes on to say that the Council deplores the fact that the attack comes just weeks before peace talks are to start in Libya, under the auspices of the United Nations and the African Union.
The Council underlines that any attempt to undermine the peace process is unacceptable.
Speaking after the emergency session, Sudan's UN Ambassador Abdul Mahmoud Mohammed welcomed the Council's condemnation and said there is no doubt rebels were involved.
We are happy that the Security Council has identified now the perpetrators of this heinous act, and we expect that the Security Council also take necessary measures against those impeding the peace process.
But Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin expressed disappointment, saying the statement was not strong enough.
We wish it were stronger, but we have to live with what was practically possible. There are some members of the Security Council for whom, unfortunately, it's very difficult for some reason to point any fingers to rebel group. There have been an effort to avoid any kind of reference to rebel groups, which have reportedly been the source of this murderous attack.
There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack, which the Sudanese government blames on factions of the two main rebel groups, the Sudan Liberation Army and the Justice and Equality Movement. Tuesday's Security Council statement did not name any group and left the door open to the outcome of further investigation, saying only that rebels reportedly committed the attack. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.